Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I have with me today Missionary Mark Mariner. And Mark and I are friends. He's a lot younger than I am, but he's already been on the field with his wife. Mark, just introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Yes, Dr. Godfrey, it's good to be here. And we're home for a time of furlough, but myself and my wife are missionaries in Suriname. We've been there 2 years. We served a year previous in Guyana, but it's very good to be here today.
Now, where in the world is this? Suriname? I mean, some people have never heard of that.
Yeah, Suriname is its own country. And it's on the northern part of South America. So don't let that throw you. But the northern tip, it's in between what used to be called British Guyana and what's still called French Guyana. And we used to be called Dutch Guyana. So some people still know that name, but it's been changed to Suriname.
All right. Do they still speak any Dutch there?
That's our official language. So most people speak Dutch, but most people are multilingual. And I know you're familiar with that,
right,
where you have served.
Sure. Well, before we get into more of that, I'm looking forward to you sharing with us about that part of the world. And many people are not familiar with it. But before we get there, Mark, just back up and tell us where you grew up and where you found Christ and some of those things that it would be good for our listeners to hear.
Absolutely. Happy to do that. I grew up on the eastern shore of Maryland, over on the Delaware side of the peninsula, and Salisbury Baptist Temple was my home church.
Okay.
And Pastor Orrin Purdue was our founding pastor. And I'm so thankful for that church and my pastor in my life. And I came to faith at the age of 6.
Amen.
And so I was at a summer camp and we would have horses and all these things that we did. But our pastor was preaching that week. And that's when I had heard the gospel many times, but I had never realized I needed to accept it myself.
Right.
And that's, of course, what we're trying to do as missionaries. A lot of people we meet have heard of Jesus in some capacity, but they've never made it a personal decision.
No, you're right.
So when I was 6 years old, was able to make that decision and then able to grow up in church and grow in my faith. And so thankful for that. And it was in that same church where really God started to move in my heart for missions, as we would have the missions conferences and different things that would happen. But God used all of those things to kind of start me down the path of heading into missions.
Amen. And Mark is a very intelligent young man. And I say that because he came down here to Chattanooga to find his wife.
Amen.
So tell us where you met Emily.
Absolutely. So it was through Camp BIMI, Camp BIMI.
All right.
For those who have attended Camp BIMI, they would understand when you're there, you do meet a lot of people, but it's a whirlwind of a week. So Emily and I met, but we didn't really connect till we came on the smart trips.
Okay.
And those were still going on. I think we may have been the last one that the Boffmans were able to lead.
Okay.
And we went down to South America for a whole month to the Amazon, which now we're serving in the Amazon. And that's where Emily and I really first connected and realized we were interested in one another.
So Emily and her family, her mom and dad and brothers and sisters, they go to our church, Lakewood Baptist Church.
That's
here,
right,
near BIMI in Harrison, Tennessee. And they're a fine family. They're just great folk and serving the Lord. And several of them have worked here over the years. Some of the boys helping cut grasses and so on.
Absolutely.
So you did well. You came from the eastern coast, but you came down here to find your wife. And I'm joking about that. And maybe tomorrow I want you to tell our listeners a little more about Camp BIMI. Now, we talk about it from time to time, but we'll have you tell us a little bit about Camp BIMI. And we do have a BIMI Connect. It's not Camp BIMI, but every once in a while, people do connect.
Absolutely.
And Jason and Mary Ritchie, who actually lead Camp BIMI now, they both met at Camp BIMI. And so we look forward to talking with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.